Blog Talk Radio.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris. We've got a very special segment here for you today for FDH Lounge. Mini episode number 285, we have a segment that we rescheduled from very recently. We are looking forward to doing this. It is going to be a conversation with the Executive Director of the Webby Awards, David Michelle Davies, known commonly as DMD. This is going to be a great conversation about the Webby Awards, the premier awards on the Internet. Just to give you a little bit of background on that, for those of you less familiar with the topic than, quite frankly, you should be, the Webby Awards are given out annually. They just had their 17th annual edition hosted by Patton Oswalt back in May. David Michelle Davies, DMD, he is Executive Director of the Webbys and the International Academy of Arts and Sciences. He is also chairman and co-founder of Internet Week New York. And I suspect there's a lot of synergy between the two, and we'll be talking about that as well. A little bit of bio information on him, that DMD has devoted his career to championing and celebrating the very best of Internet culture. This, by the way, from WebbyAwards.com, where you can read a tremendous amount about the Webbys, check out past ceremonies, familiarize yourself, etc. A little more background on him. At the Webby Awards, DMD has built a remarkable team that shares his passion. Together, they oversee the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences, IADAS, a global membership network of more than 1,000 Internet experts who sift through cat photos, political blogs, robot videos, celebrity tweets, and more to uncover the most innovative work on the Internet. They also throw one of the most unconventional and entertaining events in the world, the Webby Awards, which takes place each June in New York City. Celebrated for its five-word speeches, the Webbys is the only place in the world you can find the inventors of both the Internet and the World Wide Web and the creators of Twitter, ICANN has Cheeseburger, and Chat Roulette in the same room with Ira Glass, Zach Galifianakis, and the Muppets. Since taking over the Webby Awards as executive director in 2005, DMD and team have grown the award to be what the New York Times calls the Internet's highest honor. And we are pleased to welcome this gentleman to the program. Want to note also here, for anyone checking out mini episode number 285 of the FDH Lounge, I just want to give a quick note at the outset also that in terms of all things FDH and Fantasy Draft Help, our sister Fantasy Football brand, fantasy sports brand, we do have up at fantasydrafthelp.com and the FDH Lounge now, Fantasy Football Draftology 2013. So we urge you to go check that out in conjunction with our friends and our partners in the 21st Century Media Alliance. We've got that up for you. The one place that you can get all of your fantasy football goodies for this season, and also some other general NFL goodness as well while you're at it in college football. But we are here today for the FDH Lounge, our sister All Aspects brand, and how fitting to do this, how fitting to have a conversation with this gentleman on a show before where we have verged as wide as Bob Barker, Steve Perry, Tommy Lasorda, talking to gentlemen and ladies actually all over the place, all different types of subjects. This gentleman is associated with really the entire Internet as the executive director of the Webby Awards, someone who delves so deeply into everything that is going on, you know, all the good topics all over the Internet, all of the tremendous things that are going on, and with the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences, he is on top of everything. This would be, of course, the Executive Director of the Webby Awards, David Michelle Davies, known commonly, of course, as DMD, who we are very, very proud to welcome to the FDH Lounge. Good to have you on today, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a true pleasure to get to have you on, to get to talk about what you've had going on with this and the growth of the Webbies, the ceremony over the period of time. You just had your most recent one back in May in New York City, hosted by Patton Oswalt. What were some of the big takeaways from that night?
Oh, it was a great night. You know, it was just about a month ago. A lot of really great moments. I think one of the things that probably stood out the most, we honored a gentleman this year named Steve Wilhite, who invented as he would call it, the GIF, as many people in the world call it, the GIF, which is the graphical interchange format, a type of image format that has really been popularized over, I'd say, the last 5 years especially, but has been popular on the web since the very beginning. He came to accept the award. David Karp, the founder of Tumblr, a home to many a GIF, was there to present him the award. It was, I think it was the day after Mr. Karp had sold Tumblr to Yahoo for $1 billion, so it was quite the right timing, I guess we'd say. Mr. Wilhite, instead of delivering a five-word speech, and for your listeners who don't know, at the Webbies, when you accept an award, we only let you say five words. Instead of delivering a five-word speech, he delivered vocally. He delivered it using his invention, the GIF, on the screen. And what he said was that it's pronounced GIF, not GIF. And I think for the entire next day, on Twitter, the words "it's GIF, not GIF" were trending for 24 hours in the United States. So that was pretty. It was a great moment, and it was actually a really nice, warm tribute to somebody who's really played a huge role in I think popularizing the web across the world.
Absolutely, it's a landmark achievement on his part. And, again, something that, from your perspective, had to be really great in terms of the ceremony, something that took you beyond the audience that already knows about the ceremony and appreciates it to a wider one there. If you're trending on Twitter and people are getting into it, then they're looking into, oh, where did this happen? So that had to be really, really tremendous for broader coverage on your part, I would think.
Oh yeah, it was great. I mean, the New York Times wrote an article about it, and it was in local papers and in international media outlets as well. And the funny thing about it is that we suspect that I remember back in the days when even 12, 15 years ago, people were arguing like developers, we'd sit around and argue about this. So I suspected that there was a core group of people who would want to debate the pronunciation of GIF or GIF. I certainly did not realize that, that there would be any kind of that it was a national conversation, and that people, beyond just the deep nerds of the web that we inhabit, that there would be other people who would be interested in this. But evidently there was, and I think even like the publisher of like Merriam-Webster Dictionary chimed in about it, and then finally on Twitter, the peanut butter brand GIF also posted that they believed it was pronounced GIF, which is not surprising, I guess. So.
Yeah, I think they had an axe to grind on that as well, but that worked out well for them, clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in terms of the time that you've been in charge of the Webbies as executive director, what have been some of the developments? I mean, obviously, I know that over the period of time since then, you've had the explosion in social media, as we talked about with Twitter and some of the other sites also. So you've had the developments on the web that have sort of shaped where you've been going with this. But internally, how you guys have approached the ceremony and how that's kind of grown and developed, how has that kind of changed since day one of you running this?
I think a couple ways. I think the biggest thing, and it really plays out, is just, and you sort of touched on it, is just that the impact of the web today is, it's just so much more significant than it was, even 10 years ago. And the diversity and the breadth and the type of impact it has on everyday people's lives, and that's pretty obvious. But when you go into sort of looking how that's impacted our organization, it means that the work that we're honoring is not just, really interesting technical, nerdy, arty, or scientific or engineering work, but it's work that, that really makes a difference in everybody's daily lives. And, so that actually makes the programming and the making of the show even more fun than it already was. because now we're really playing in a we're sort of playing in an arena of pop culture essentially, and it's a lot of course entertainment, but also a lot of thought leadership and politics and business and all the different types of disciplines that sort of, you know, shape up the world as we know it. So, you know, I think a great example is just that, you know, the one I just gave you there, which is the honoring Steve Wilhite. And, you know, we also had Jerry Seinfeld at the show this year for honoring him for the show that he put online that he started last year called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And that's, you know, that's pretty opposite ends of the spectrum if you really think about it. You have, you know, one of the more popular American comedians of the last 50 years and, you know, also one of the more accomplished engineers of the past 50 years. And I think there's not a lot of places where you get that type of diversity of sort of expertise and so forth. So it's really been pretty exciting to be able to honor, you know, all the different types of disciplines that go into making, you know, the internet as we know it.
Absolutely. And when you talk about that kind of broadness there, and somebody like Jerry Seinfeld, obviously best known for his TV work, but coming to the medium of the internet, the next thing I want to ask you, this is very much influenced by a good friend of ours out your way in the media, one of our show contributors, Simon Applebaum, who has kind of put this thought in my head over a period of time that with the growing convergence between TV and the internet and however many years it'll take before, you know, that pretty much goes all the way and you'll be able to get complete access of both together. How do you foresee this in the long haul? It would seem like the Webbies will move from being, you know, and they've already moved, obviously, from what started as a real underdog kind of a thing. But do you see a day where at a certain point in time, I mean, it might be a couple decades down the road or however long, but where we're talking about it the same way we are the Grammys or the Emmys, because basically everything is on the internet and your domain kind of covers everything then?
You know, I do, and I don't think it's really a couple decades away, and it's I would say that I see that not so much because look, at the end of the day, I think that what happens online is at the core of what's happening in the world, and that, you know, internet culture and what happens on the internet is really driving change all over the world. It's driving the way people govern themselves in the Middle East. It's driving the way films and entertainment is made in Los Angeles. It's driving, you know, media and advertising in New York, and there's certainly 25 other examples of industries and cities where the internet is really disrupting everything. So, I would expect that, you know, being very, very good at the internet is going to be basically, you know, being excellent and having and skills to contribute and work to contribute there and being honored for it. Is going to be, you know, certainly as important as being good at those other mediums.
Well, that's a very interesting answer. And in light of that, I'd just like to ask you a little bit of a follow-up because there's been this expectation the last couple of years, and you need to look no further than what Google was doing with YouTube, starting up a lot of the 100 premium channels that they were going with starting about 18 months or so ago. And just some of the difficulties inherent in the monetization with that, which has certainly not been unique to them, but new media has been a tougher thing to monetize the last couple of years perhaps than a lot of people might have thought, and we're hearing some of the same clucking about social media, some of the difficulties of that, and particularly as it translates to mobile. So do you have any sense of whether it's just been based on a stagnant economy the last couple of years, where expectations may be a little bit too great about how things were going to go, or do you kind of dispute the premise altogether that it's been going slower than some might have thought?
You know, it's interesting. I think it depends on who you talk to. Certainly, if you just look at spending from a media perspective, you know,
David, can you hear me? I think we got cut off very early in your answer. Appears you're still on the phone lines. Can you hear me? EMB, apparently not hearing me. Okay. If you're having trouble with the phone lines, tell you what, please just give us a call back. I'm still showing you as registering right now on the console. So hopefully all is well with that. An excellent conversation to this point, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of the answer here. Let me go to the phone lines here again. I think we've got them back. DMD, is that
hey.
You?
Yeah, sorry about
Hi.
That.
Oh, no problem. Good to have you back.
Here. Yeah.
You were going into what was a pretty good answer there. I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Well, yeah, so I think that, you know, ultimately, overall spending for digital or for the Internet or whatever you want to call it has been growing very, very quickly, you know, for years and years, and it's been exponential. And then, you know, we hear every day about spending and sort of the death of print and how that's going down. So I don't think there's any doubt that monies are shifting from one, if not one, from many to digital and will continue to do so. That doesn't mean that certain industries or certain publishers on the Internet or on digital are still, you know, challenged and still have to figure out, you know, the best pricing for what they're trying to offer and those type of things. But, you know, just sort of from a macro sense, you know, people are making more and more Internet work than ever. Brands and companies are spending more and more of their time and more and more of their energy creating work for the Internet, whether that be marketing or products or, you know, whatever it is, or software. You know, but, you know, it's just that, you know, we have not everybody's figured out exactly how to monetize everything in a cost-effective and profitable way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they're not going to.
Do you get a sense that any of this has been pegged to the stagnancy that we've seen in the economy since the downturn in 2008? Do you get a sense that it's that or that we'd be working through these issues even if the waters have been a little more calm the last couple of years?
You know, I think that there definitely had an impact. I mean, I think that there was an overall retraction in spending, you know, whether it be by consumers or companies across the board during that time. I do think, though, that generally Internet properties and spending on Internet media recovered more quickly than some of the other ones. And there's certainly a lot of Internet businesses here in New York that, because they were growing so rapidly, really didn't feel the economic impact of 2008, 9, and 10, and just really grew right through it. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag, and I definitely think it definitely put like sort of an overall macro strain, I guess, on the industry. You know, but I think it suffered less than a lot of others.
Well, that makes sense that it's not exactly a pat answer, but maybe a combination of a couple of different things. And since you answered that, at least partially in a regional sense, I'd like to ask you about that as well. What kind of overlap is there in your work as executive director of the Webbies and then also as being chairman and co-founder of Internet Week New York?
Yeah, so we started Internet Week in, I think, 2007 or 2008, I believe, 2007, 2008. And really, it's a public-private partnership with the city of New York. And we really believe that, you know, that New York was a great place for Internet businesses and for digital, and there was already really great companies doing a lot of great work here, and it just wasn't known enough. And so we've been working with the city on trying to promote New York as a place for people to be thinking about coming to start a career on the Internet or in digital. And so we started it, and the interesting thing that we did at the beginning there is we thought, you know, if this is going to be a truly, you know, New York Internet festival, rather than us sitting in a room and programming a festival, what we need to do is make it work like the Internet and have it be an open source festival and have, you know, engage the community in actually programming the festival themselves. And so that's what we did. And we made a web. And, like, what do Internet people do when they solve problems? They make websites. So we made a website, and we invited the city's Internet community to come and, you know, create events and program the festival and create panels and create parties and list them on the schedule and do all those things. And You know, they really responded to it. I think the first year we had about 80 to 100 events, and, you know, I think this past year there was a few hundred events. And we've since brought on a big partner, Crane Communication, who really has a lot of experience, you know, for decades now with events and festivals and that sort of thing. And so they've been a great partner and have helped grow it even further here in New York. And, you know, we think it's certainly contributed. It's been a big compliment to the New York's internet industry, and certainly it's been a great thing for the Webbies and vice versa as well.
I'm always fascinated whenever something like that takes root during a longstanding municipal administration, and then there's a change on whether it be the next administration is every bit as supportive. So one way or another, at this point in time, next year there will be a new mayor in New York, as Mike Bloomberg is not up for re-election. So do you have a pretty good degree of confidence at this point in time that with the growth in the event the last couple of years and the importance that it's had to NYC, that one way or another whoever's in the Gracie Mansion is going to understand and be behind this as much as Mike Bloomberg has been?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Ultimately, the event is great for New York City. It promotes New York as a digital destination, and there's many other things that do so as well. So it's not to suggest that, you know, Internet Week's the only thing doing that. But it's a very important industry to the future of the city. It's an industry that actually overlaps and affects a lot of other important industries, media and advertising, real estate, finance, you know, engineering, et cetera. So I can't imagine why it wouldn't be supported. It's been an immensely popular and positive thing for New York.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure that'll be the case for all the good work that it's done in terms of that industry there. I had heard one of the candidates speaking recently about that, about the importance of the digital industry to New York, and that appears to be one of the big growth areas there, does it not, in terms of the city's economy and their adaptation to the digital realm. Internet companies, from what I can see, are a big part of the growth that's happening in New York City right now.
It is, and the interesting thing is actually it's an important industry for a lot of cities around the world, not just in New York. You know, so we started I worked with my colleague here and New York City's Chief Digital Officer, Rachel Hout, on a project last year. We created, it was called Mapped in NY, and our idea was to literally map where all the internet companies were in New York City, and to then have information about whether they were hiring on that map. And, you know, now there's thousands and thousands of companies on the map, and people from all over the world who are interested in moving to New York can actually go to the map and see where the companies are and see if they're hiring and contact them. And that's brought a lot of, you know, new people here to New York and really helped promote the city as, you know, like a digital destination for employment and growing employment here in the city. And then since that, we've seen cities all over the world, like literally, and I mean this in a very flattered, positive way, copy the concept and have their own digital maps showing where their companies are and how you can go work in the internet industry in those cities. So, you know, I think it's a very important sector, and it's not, like I said, it's not just here in New York. It's literally in everywhere from, you know, London and Rome and Tokyo and all over the world.
Absolutely. And all of those corners of the world and far beyond that even are where you're seeing good work done on the internet, worthy work of being spotlighted by the Webby Awards. I know that people can go to webbyawards.com to get information, DMD, but for anyone looking ahead to next year and optimistic of competing for one of the Webby Awards, what would basically be the channels that people would go through to start to get under the microscope by you folks?
Super simple. We actually launch our call for entries in September, and anybody can enter their site. You just have to go to webbyawards.com. It's a pretty simple process, choosing categories and that kind of thing, and you submit it. And ultimately, our academy will start reviewing the work pretty quickly after that, and you know, eventually we'll be announcing the nominees, I believe, at just the beginning of April of 2014.
Excellent. Well, people can go and check that out. And, yeah, it is a very simple process, clearly, so they can do that. We always like to give our guests a chance to plug anything and everything, DMD. So did we miss anything? Is there anything else out there that you want to make sure we talk about?
Yeah, I mean, there's one other thing I would mention is, you know, we just launched a couple months ago, right before the show with the winners, when we announced the winners, we launched a new winners gallery. You can go to it at winners.webbyawards.com. And it's really great. It has all 17 years of Webby Award winners. The site is super responsive, so you can look at it on your tablet or on your smartphone or from your desktop. And it's really, if you're a big internet fan and interested certainly in the history of the internet, you know, make sure you have enough time blocked off. Hopefully we won't take up too much of your time, but you can really sort of fall into a treasure trove of what's great work, the great work of the internet today, and of course of the past, which is a lot of fun. So I really recommend people check it out. We're really proud of it, and it's been a great project. And it's at winners.webbyawards.com.
Absolutely, as well you guys should be. A tremendous amount of great work there, and I can tell you, as one of the small fish out there, very aspirational for any of us to think of possibly winning one of those awards someday, and it is a great honor, obviously, for those who do make it through and are chosen. DMV, I know you're a very busy guy. We really appreciate the time today, and I want to congratulate you on the recent positive developments in your life, and all
Thank
the best.
You
certainly love to have you back on sometime soon.
I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me. Sorry to your listeners there for that little phone glitch we had, but I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. I truly appreciate having you here, and I truly appreciate everyone who tuned in. FDH Lounge, mini episode number 285.